The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Thursday, yeah. Looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, where it is a cool 56 degrees. It feels like 52. The high today is a wonderful, wonderful 72. The low tonight is 49. And Jesse's watching TV.
Sorry. That is Shannon. This is Kurt in the back. We got Chris Beam keeping this on the air. I am Zaddy Holly. Together we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent to Braille. People feel us when we speak.
Brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
I got to do a birthday shout out. Yes. Birthday shout out. 60.
Ooh.
60.
Okay.
60. 6-0 to
Jesse Holly.
No. To Sobe, to Miss Sobeda, Sobeda. I'm going to get the name wrong. Sobeda.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sobe.
I wonder if 60.
60. Happy birthday.
I wonder if 60.
From us, from the boys,
hurts.
From your favorite.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy
60.
Birthday. Kurt, say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Sobe. Because 30's kind of a big one.
Yeah.
40's pretty big. 50's like... does it matter anymore? I wonder what 60's like. I wonder if 60's like, man.
Throwing the towel.
I am on the back side of this thing. So, the eclipse. Did you guys watch it?
Amazing.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I don't have a thought. Like, I didn't hate it. I wasn't like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was cool.
Yeah. It was cool. Kurt?
I was blown away. It was much more. I didn't really know what to expect.
You don't get out of the house much. So something like that.
Maybe. It's an eclipse all the time for Kurt. He's always in the office. He's
Kurt
in the
saying
time.
It's speechless for you is not really
you're
a big
right,
deal.
You're right.
I know. But it was, I loved it. It was amazing.
Where'd you watch it at?
Out here.
They let y'all out on the field and had tours out there and all that stuff, didn't they?
They had an
eclipse tour, didn't they?
Had a couple tour groups out there, and then
do they charge extra though?
Probably. Oh yeah.
Those glasses were probably $50 bucks. You could buy them for $5 at the gas station.
Yeah, Jones family was all out there.
Were they really?
Jerry with his glasses.
Wow,
on.
Yeah,
it was quite the. Quite
I
the,
bet it was
fun.
Cool here.
Yeah, it was.
Where'd you watch it at, Jess?
At school, in the field.
They let all the kids out to watch it. That's cool. Where'd you watch it, Chris?
Watched it at my house.
You got to see two full moons on Monday.
No, I didn't see. No, that's not true. The doctor got to see one full moon. And he actually brought that up before we went in.
Did he? That's funny.
It was funny.
That's cool.
What about you?
I watched it. I was working from, I went home. You know, I work remote, so I stopped by the house, and I wasn't going to watch it. I was like,
what? 150 years or something.
Well, I was traveling back from a work thing. And I thought I might be in the air, and I landed. I got home, and then I was like, I'm just going to hang around here. So I walked out and basically on the sidewalk, and I was like, before it, I was like, man, it ain't no big deal. Like, what's the deal? And then when I saw it, I was like, okay, I'm glad I did that. That was actually really cool. And then I didn't realize it's going to be 2044 before it's visible in the United States.
Like that. Yeah,
before that one's
doesn't happen very often.
And then like. What is it, like 80 or 100 years before it's like in this area
Dallas,
again?
Yeah.
It's 300 years
300
before it gets
years.
Here.
100, 300, no big
we
deal.
Won't
no
be big.
We won't
be
big.
We won't be able to hear
why. You know what? We might.
Who?
Us.
Oh, yeah?
I was listening to something the other day where in like 10 years, the aging process is actually going to be negative because with technology and all this new stuff, and as fast as it's developing, like
we're out of here, bro.
You think? But I was thinking, like 10 years, man. I'll be sick over 60. Do I want to? Is that where I want to get stuck? Like if I was gonna get stuck in my 30s or 40s, I'd be like, yeah. But when I'm 60, do I really want to be stuck? Do I want to be that for the rest of my life?
Well,
forever, for eternity. I don't know.
Still be in good shape, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll see. That's another show.
They don't see the doctor enough to be.
That's right.
Thinking about.
That's true.
Living that long.
I got a couple of weeks. I'll be in there. I'll be in there, and I'm sure I get the same treatment Chris got.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same doctor.
Yeah. Same doctor. So. All right.
Does he have big hands or little hands? Your doctor, Chris.
I don't know. They knock you out. Oh. So. I don't think they.
Your hands don't
Jesse,
go
I'm,
in there.
I'm sorry. Your hands don't go in there anymore. It's a tube. Scope.
The hands.
I got pictures if you want to see them.
I'm good.
Pictures.
Yeah,
they give you pictures.
Oh, inside.
I
want to see that less than I want to see the lunar eclipse. Solar eclipse.
I'm just saying.
You might be more impressed. All right. So, question for you guys.
Answer for you.
Jesse may know the answer to this. Kurt, I doubt you
doubt
do,
it.
But maybe I'm going to throw it out there. There's a conversation on the flagship station of the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, I'm going to take it there. We'll take it there just to see. Like, where's all this information coming from?
Well, okay.
Set it up for us. Or do you want me to set it up?
You set it up. Because I've already been,
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've already been. It's all good.
So there's a lot of talk around, around, I guess, town. And if you're in the – I don't know how it is outside of Dallas. Because in Dallas, things come out – there's three sports talk radio stations, right? And they all cover basically the same topics and just different ways they deliver it. And there's different shows. And each show talks about the same, usually five or six things, the Mavericks, the Stars, the Cowboys – whatever else is going on.
Rangers.
The World Champion Rangers. I left them
all. World Champion Rangers.
So, and everybody kind of, has their sources and all this. And then once there's a topic, and it seems like a certain topic will catch on, and then everybody, it's water cooler talk, right? And everybody talks about it, and then everybody latches onto that. So there's, been a lot of talk about different things, and on the flagship station, they came out that the Cowboys could be getting tired of Michael Parsons with the podcast and all this stuff, and sources say, but the sources are never named, and I just wonder, who those types of sources are, because Kurt, you're in the building, and I don't know if you hear that kind of talk, and then Jesse, you're plugged in, and I don't know if you hear that kind of talk. So I'm just wondering, when you don't name your sources, what are those type of sources? Are they an agent? Are they an employee that works on this side of the building that's never on that side of the building? Is it a player? Is it I don't want to get into specifics of that particular conversation, but when you hear someone that's not in the building, that's never in the building, and they have opinions about things that are happening in that side of the building, and they cite sources, who are those sources? Who can they?
It could be anybody, but it's, I doubt it's teammates.
And how reliable are those sources?
I doubt it's teammates or coaches or anybody like that. It may be.
I don't.
Okay. It could be. Well, maybe I shouldn't say anything. I assumed when I heard that it was, support staff or people that work with him here and there. I know that, on media days, he's not always the easiest of the players to deal with. Mm-hmm. But, that's – you're always going to have that. There's other guys like that as well.
And you know what's interesting? You can see that coming. Usually, if you're dealing with these guys, you can usually see that happening about halfway through the rookie year. Because about halfway through the rookie year, you can get them to do anything you want because they don't know any mm-hmm. better. You just, hey, come do this, right? And they don't know any better. But you can see – whether they're going to be difficult to work with or not as generous with their time as they normally are. Like DeMarco Murray was kind of like that. Like he was, he was good. And we weren't asking him a lot back then. That was back when social media was brand new. So we hardly got him to do anything, but you could see he kind of started going, okay, I can say no. Like I can tell people no. And then, some guys are just, they will do whatever you want, whenever you want, especially if you're internal. That these are our people, I'll do it. But if it's external, I won't do it. So, you can kind of – you can see that stuff
coming.
Some
just have so much demand on their time. I mean, Dak's getting asked by every outlet in the world.
Yeah, he's
so,
– I mean, and they let you know up
Mike
front.
Mike is probably the same.
The quarterback is different. For the Dallas Cowboys, his time is, we have to manage it because you got every news outlet across the country, national, local, every internal. He's going to be different. We got you. Once a year, one time a year, you can have him. Now, we'll let you know when that time is. But other than that, it's, you know, and it's usually at training camp and you get him. But I always wondered, that because everybody has their, Adam Schefter's got his sources. Broadus has his sources, you know, and a lot of times that's from working really close with people. But when you don't really, when you don't have an in, right? Like Schefter knows all the agents, right? And that's usually his in. And then Broadus has worked with, you know, scouting staffs across the league and personnel GMs staffs and GMs. So he's, those are his ends from networking. But when you've, when you're kind of on the outside and you don't really get to integrate and build those relationships, how do you get those sources and, you know, that kind of information? That's, I guess that's my question. I don't want to get into the weeds of what he said and all that stuff, but I just, I've always wondered about how people get a foot in the door.
It's just, well, go ahead.
I think a lot of times it's networking. Right. It's, and I'm not saying that I'm going to use, let's just say for, I'm going to use you for example, right? Let's just say, we're at a Cowboy social event, right? I'm an outsider and you're working for the team and we're whatever. And we kick it off. We hit it off. We just, we're at a place and man, you know what? We got at the bar together or we're at a table together. And next thing you know, you and I are having great conversation. You're just like, bro, like, man, we spent the last 2 hours together. You're really cool. Here's my number. Hit me up. Let's go grab a beer or something like that. And then, you know, you kind of foster your, the relationship through things like that. Internal is, you know, I've been around this organization since 2009. So I've been through their third head coach and Valley Ranch to the Star and people who've been here from Mike McCord to Jim to Larry Wansley to Will McClay. Like all, I've known all these people. I've known all these people.
Don't leave out Britt because he listens to the
Britt,
show.
Hey, right? Britt. Like I've known these people for years. And then as a former player, I still have access to go into parts of the building if I wanted to, when I wanted to, that other people don't have. And a lot of it, it's from that. If you're from the outside, a lot of times you may be at one of these events, and I say when it comes to a coach or something like that, but even a coach sometimes, there are different events that you may have, charitable events, it's community events, it's different things that you may have, and you just may hit it off. You just may hit it off, and it just will flow. But a lot of times when you have things like, you know, my sources said, and for the record, no one ever gives up their sources.
Right.
It's it's like players always like, well, put your name on it. And I get it. I get it. Put your name on it. I say it sometimes myself. But no one's ever given up their sources.
Because if you do, you never get information again.
You're done. And not only are you done with that particular person, but you've now just put a scarlet letter on for, oh, don't talk to him. Right. Don't talk to her. Don't talk to them because they're going to out you. Right. And if you give up a source, that source probably is going to lose their job or probably not going to look pretty good in the locker room or probably not going to look good in whatever part of the building that they may work in.
So they got to trust you.
They got to trust you. But
enough to give you that information.
But also those comments, like sometimes it's legit. Hey, this is on the, this is coming up. It's a legit giving you a source. And sometimes it could be, and I'm using this as an example. This is not a reality situation, but I could be down there grabbing lunch and catching up with an old buddy and just having conversation. And someone may walk by and that conversation may go, oh yeah. Oh man, that dude's a man. If you only knew that dude's a man, he's a meathead. He's a a-hole. He's oh man. Really? Oh man. Let me tell you, it may be you, I've no players and no players who have relationship with other people that I have relationships with that sometimes those parties intermingle. And a player is going to be a lot different if he comes on this show, if he stands in the locker room, if he's on the podium upstairs, whatever, then we at somebody's house playing cards. And there are times that I've been around players at somebody's house playing cards. There are sometimes I've been around guys at other events where it's more of a laid back, relaxed type situation. And it's, oh, that, well, and the conversation's different. It's a lot. It's not as buttoned up as it is when you're in the locker room, when you're standing out here doing, you know, a media scrum or whatever it is that when you're at. And again, these are some of the things that I at times get the privilege to be around. Like I was thinking about this the other day about, you know, Charles Haley's poker event coming up, right? Mm-hmm. April 17th. Go get your tickets at tackletomorrow.com. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotcha, Charles. See?
Good job.
Yeah, olive branch. Olive branch, Charles. Like that.
By the way, Charles was great.
He was. He was absolutely great. On that. But I was thinking about that event, and I go, man, if I went to that event, regular Jane or John Doe, you're on the periphery. Like, you're on the outside. You may come and play poker, but when guys go to the back room, I'll probably get to go to the back room because of who I'm associated with. If DeMarcus Ware is there, he's going to give me they're going to give me conversation. Mm-hmm. That's going to be different than the conversation that you're going to get. And when we're in that little huddle, things will be said in that huddle, whether it be Charles or whoever, that they're not going to say in front of you, that they'll say in front of me, mm-hmm. just because of who I am and what I've done in whatever you want to call it, a career. Mm-hmm. So the sources a lot of times come from places like that. And there are some people who just want to give the information. We live in a day and time now where people want to talk.
That's true.
People want to talk. And all you have to be is a listening ear. Mm-hmm. And if you listen good enough, they'll tell you more than you want to know.
Yeah.
And that's the facts. And that's the fact. And the one thing that I do hate that I hear at times from fans, it's a crazy thing that to even be said. Like they now, I take that back. It may be like that in some other markets or some other teams. But when people say, you're in Jerry's pocket and Jerry and Steven and the organization tells you what to say and da da da. And I go, have y'all ever, do y'all not listen to what is like, this is probably the only place in all of sports.
Yeah.
We say what the hell we want.
Right.
Yeah. Like every now and again, if we get a little bit too, you'll get a, but ain't nobody ushering down here telling us what to say, what not to say, what topics, what no topics. Sometimes we have our own little like, all right, maybe not this one, guys. You know what I mean? Amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm. But I always laugh when people say that it's coming from upstairs and it's to smear a player, or it's coming from upstairs to do this. And I'm like, or Jerry's paying you to say so. I'm like, first of all, Jerry ain't paying nobody to do nothing. Nothing. He ain't doing nothing like of the sort. And if he is, especially when they say it about me, where? Yeah. Like, I appreciate my $10 that I get here every show, but Jerry don't pay me up to tell me what to say. Like, now, do I have a number? Do you have a number?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a number?
Mine's probably a lot cheaper.
Do you have a number, Chris? We all got a number. There's always a number. Yeah. But it's always weird when people say that, you know, oh, you're getting paid to say certain things or to do certain things or tweet certain things or whatever it is. But the sources come from all different walks of people. Yeah. But, you know, and you have to vet as a person. You have to then vet, all right, how credible is this person? What are the intentions behind this person, right? Like, because if it comes from, like, if the security tells me that X player was blah, 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 I might go, okay, have a good day, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day, sis. Yeah. Now, if someone in the coaching hallway tells me something, I'm a love you that a little bit different than what the security guard tells
me.
So it's always about just what source, and now it takes it upon me or whoever else to kind of balance the validity of who's saying what and why. Why are they saying it?
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of all these reporters, their sources. I mean, they got sources up and down this, all, you know, from scouts,
folks
to
is talking,
equipment managers,
from
to
the big people
training,
up top all the way down. Everybody's talking to somebody.
Yeah. Right.
It don't just mistakenly get out. Cause, come on, like,
Okay, well, let me ask you this: if we got, do we have to go to break? Are we good?
Or? Yeah, let's go to break. Okay. Wait, what's your question? And that
doesn't
way,
matter.
It's called a tease.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if Mike is a jerk around here. If he's
balling out.
That's we'll a good answer question. That question on the other side of the break.
Interesting. When we come back on Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. And I want to go on the record to say, DeMarco Murray in no way was a jerk.
Is an a-hole.
Or ever rude.
No, I love DeMarco.
Yeah, me too. It just, you could tell about halfway through his rookie season that he figured it out and was like, I don't have to do this stuff. Right. So you can usually, you know, you can tell. At least I start looking around.
I'm telling you, here's what happens. At first, as a rookie, you go, yes, 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 yes. And you start looking around, you go, wait.
He's not.
Miles said no. D-Ware said no. Yep. Tony said no. Dez said no.
Wait a minute. I'm on pace to run for 1,200 yards this year.
It gets annoying, though, because you're like, we've heard before, it's like, well, this is my time. You know, I don't need to be doing this for you guys. Mm-hmm. This is my time. Well, it's not your time. You're here with the team. If you weren't with us, helping us out, you'd be in a room with the coaches. Instead, the coaches are sending you here. It's not really your time. It's the team's time. So that gets a little old sometimes. So
let them know, Kurt. Also, let them know Kurt about.
Oh, yeah.
That draft thing looks good. Look at that cover. Out.
Where are we at? There we are. Yep, there we go. So, yeah, 2024 draft guide is out. Go to DallasCowboys.com/star. Lots of scouting reports in there, mock drafts.
Who all worked on that? You? Who else?
Really, the .com team, Nick Eatman's group, Nick Harris did a lot. Kyle Yeomans did most of the scouting reports. Patrick Walker got a story in there. It was pretty much
everybody
involved. So.
You opened the first page and Johnny Manziel's there. Come on, Kurt.
Look back at the 2014 draft. 10 years ago is one of the most dramatic in team hits history.
Is this the draft class?
That's the draft class.
None of them. Who's all here left of that?
Zach Martin.
DeMarcus Lawrence.
DeMarcus.
That was your first two picks. So, it was kind of the look back at how everybody's going crazy about Johnny football, but they wound up with two of the best players around. So
life would have been so different.
So
had Jerry got in his way that day.
They're talking, you know, even Manziel's admitted he would have been an even bigger train wreck if he'd been with the Cowboys here in Dallas.
Well, hell, he spends all his time in Dallas anyway. I used to see that dude out all the time, even when he wasn't here. Look at Zach. He ain't changed a bit. D-Law looks young as hell. Zach looks 40 years old in that picture. Yeah. So before we get to your question, rumor word came out, Adam Schefter.
Source.
But I don't even know if he said a source, but he just said, don't be surprised if the Cowboys draft a quarterback.
Yeah, he later backtracked on that.
Did he?
Yeah, he later backtracked on that. I was like, well, I was just saying.
In the later rounds.
Yeah.
Right?
He backtracked on that. Like, that's I'm not saying that's from a source or from a whatever. He was just saying, like, I was saying hypothetical.
So. Yeah, I think he was looking at the fact where Dak's, where his contract's at and all that. So
his
I can't
current
see
situation.
Him. Yeah, they're not going to jump up and grab one of those
This is the most confusing an interesting time, I think, in Cowboys history when it comes to contracts and what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody except upstairs has a clue of what the hell they want to do. You got backup quarterback and your backup quarterback and your quarterback are on the last year of their deal. You got one major deal CD. That's expiring.
Yeah, CDs, they're talking about him holding out. Possibly.
This is interesting times, man.
If you look back at Zeke, he held out 2 years before his deal was up. That's where you're at with Micah right now. I mean, there's a lot of landmines to wade through here.
All right. Plus
Dak.
So. Let's get to that in a second. But your question, Kurt.
Well, we were just talking in the earlier segment about Micah Parsons and how it came out that maybe some around here are kind of tired of some of the things he's doing. But does that matter? I mean, if he's balling out and he's doing his sack game and just playing like he does, who cares what he's doing around here?
I've long, long, long said there is a metric when it comes to, and this is not just football, and this is not just the Cowboys, this is basketball, this is baseball, this is hockey, this is college athletics, this is life. Mm-hmm. There is talent versus tolerance. And as long as we have breath in our lungs, there will be the metric of talent versus tolerance. If you are a world-class talent, folks will deal and tolerate the nonsense. If you are exceptional, if you work in sales, and you're the top earner for the company every single year, but you are an absolute, insert whatever word you want to insert, they're going to deal with you. They're going to deal with you. If you're the top earner, they're going to deal with you. If you're, this is not Chris, but this is a Chris thing. If you know how to control all the things in that back panel back there, and nobody else does, they're going to deal with you. That's not Chris. I'm just saying. Chris corners the market. He don't show nobody else. No, I'm playing. I'm playing, Chris. I'm playing. Don't cut my mic off. But there's always
I'm joking.
There's always going to play the game of talent versus tolerance. And as long as you got talent, they're going to tolerate it.
So that's the front office. How do the players feel about it? Are they like, because the vibe that I've always gotten from the locker room is that, that's that dude, man. He does some crazy ass off the field. But if you show up and you're there on game day and you.
We had a dude set right here.
Yeah.
Last week.
That's true.
Hmm?
Charles was.
We had a dude set right here last week.
And told us that he was an a-hole. Yeah.
We know about what the 90s Cowboys were. All those dudes wasn't nice dudes.
Yeah.
But the winning came along with it.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you're winning, I can put up with anything. I can put up with anything.
Or if you're showing up and doing what you're supposed to do.
But it has to result to winning.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because losing is the determining factor. That is the determining factor.
Because then all that small stuff starts to deteriorate.
Yeah, because I can sweep anything under the rug if we're hoisting trophies.
Mm-hmm.
I can look past it.
If not, you're a disruption and you're this and you're this and this if you're not winning.
The perfect example of this, and I, if this goes viral, I hope it doesn't go viral, but the perfect example of this is Dez Bryant. It's Dez Bryant. This is a perfect example of this. In this organization. And Dez will sometimes tell the story of how everyone done him wrong, but leave out the other part where he was a tyrant at times. But boy, when he was one of the most unstoppable forces on that football field.
I miss watching that dude. His team was so fun when he was on the team. Yeah.
When that was the deal, the other stuff didn't really matter. When he was the most dominant receiver in the league for that span.
Yeah.
How about y'all fix this, bitch?
But then when those skills, when after the foot and the knee mm-hmm. and those skills deteriorated,
mm-hmm.
the conversation changed. What was once passion and enthusiasm and the wanting to win the games is a distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is a nuance, is bothersome.
It kind of goes from, oh, that's just so-and-so to so-and-so.
When you're winning.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Versus when you're losing. When you got talent, we turn a blind eye. We turn a blind eye. I was just listening the other day to Cam Newton. He was on the Club Shay Shay.
Yeah,
yeah. He talked about the Florida days. And Cam said, man, I was disappointed in the documentary. They left out so much. He said, we were untouchable in Gainesville. Yeah, when you were winning championships, you'll be untouchable. It's when you stop. That's when they go. I had a Spanish teacher. This is a true story. I had a Spanish teacher.
That's not a big deal. I had a Spanish teacher.
No, no, listen. I had a Spanish teacher.
I had three Spanish teachers because I failed the first time.
And there was a rule in his class. I hope he's not watching this. There was a rule in his class. If we won the football game or the basketball game, he'd let me sleep. If we didn't.
I'm sure that's never happened in.
If he didn't,
in the classroom.
Wake up. You got to focus today.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. So a part of my motivation was
college.
I didn't say where. I did not say where. It could have been in middle school. Could have been in high school. Could have been in college.
Preschool.
Could have been anywhere. Could have been. I didn't say where. But it was the talent versus the tolerance.
Right.
I'll put up with certain things if the talent and the winning is met. Part of the reason I think Micah is getting some of the heat that he's getting is the fading towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
And the winning, the productivity in the winning isn't matching the other stuff. And now that more so than ever, we have this full on access to everybody and everything because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go out and you don't perform in those moments that you perform, you're supposed to be performing in as that guy. These are some of the backlashes that come along with it. But in the building.
Coming out after the playoff.
Yeah.
Tweet.
Yeah. But in the building, it's a talent. It's a talent that there's going to be some folks that don't like him.
Did you hear what Cam said about Dak on that show? He said that he needed to be an MFing dog and that he was not allowed to be that dog in this organization because it's like – I can't remember exactly. I don't want to misquote it, but it was some analogy like you're driving the car, but you got your mom and dad in the back seat telling you how to drive it and where to drive it and doing all this, and that he's, you know, basically not allowed to go, this is what we're doing. I'm the quarterback. We're doing this, and this is where we're going, and this is how we're doing it. And he just basically said, I'll have to go pull that and look at that, and I'll send it to you guys. But he was basically saying that as the leader, And to be a leader, you have to step up sometimes and go, we're not doing it that way. We're doing it this way because this is the way we need to do it for us to be successful and win. It was pretty interesting. So I love that podcast.
Yeah.
Club Shay Shay.
Yeah.
They get into some good conversation and then they go way off the rails.
But that's the difference between sitting across from Adam Schefter and sitting across a dude who's been in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? Like that dynamic, right. it just works.
Yeah.
The conversation is just different because I look across and I go, he gets it.
Right. You connect immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah.
That's Unk. We get it. He gets it. He understands where, you know, opposed to the guy, you know, this buttoned up suit guy. You're like, dude. You
haven't been there. Yeah. Done that.
By the way, he was at that show I was at this weekend. Shannon Sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like he could still play. Jacked. Hmm. Like,
you think he's on them roids?
He's on something to be his age and as fit as he is.
Someone showed a picture the other day. They showed a picture of The Rock. And like, this was The Rock and like his physical WWE prime, like when he was in his prime. Then they showed a picture of Rock at 50. And he's like,
so ripped,
yoked up. It's like,
something.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, I get you get bigger as you get older, but it's like, it's night and day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like he was built, but it was like,
wasn't cut.
Like it wasn't cut. He was bulky, and he was, you know, he was built like a maybe like a defensive end, and then now he's built like a bodybuilder.
Like Brock Lesnar. Yeah. Like he's just like he's yoked up.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, also was a random thing that happened to me. I was in the using the restroom at this show.
Oh boy, he's always got these restrooms
by myself. In the restroom, washing my hands, about to leave, and it's kind of a dingy restroom. It reminds me like a gas station, darkly lit. A couple of the urinals are covered up, and you know, and I'm sitting there washing my hands by myself, and I look up, and I see somebody walking in the door.
Were you looking down at first? And which direction were you looking down at the urinal?
No, I was washing my hands.
He was washing his hands.
I was at the sink, so you know, sitting there, and I'm you know making sure my hair is fine and I don't have crazy eyebrows and all that. Look up. And Mike Tyson walks in from me to you behind me.
Really?
Dress pants, dress shoes, no shirt. Me and him alone in the bathroom.
What?
And I'm just like,
I kind of
feel like I'm in jail right now. And he walks in and he's got that gate that he has. And he like grabs the top of the urinal door and opens it up and it goes in there. And I'm just like, I was like, wow, that was like a surreal moment. And I walk out and, you know, his entourage is out there. It's probably like 10 people with him and they're out there. And it was just me and him alone in there. And I was just like, but he walked around. It was a autograph show up in Virginia. But he showed up without a shirt on. He walked around the back room and signed the back of the house autographs with no shirt on. Went out front and took pictures with the fans that paid for the pictures with no shirt on and signed autographs for the public with no shirt on and left with no shirt on. Didn't have a shirt on the entire time he was there. It was the most random thing.
And wasn't a soul going to tell him to put one on.
No. Dude,
Shannon's like, aren't you the guy from The Hangover?
Yeah. The tattoo guy.
The tattoo guy from The Hangover.
Lennox Lewis was there too, and he's 6'5". Yeah, Tyson's listed at 5'10". I think he's more like 5'9". But just knowing that those two massive human beings actually fought and like, he's this much taller than Tyson. Yeah. Like, how did he even hit him in the face? Like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So
quite a weekend you had there.
It was a good weekend. I'm ready to get to this off-air conversation. So let's take our last break. And when we come back, Chris and Jesse are going to tell us some things in the break. And maybe we'll share some with you. The last segment of Hanging with the Boys. We'll be right back.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries.
house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every show by Jigsaw, the proud dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. I've been saying the official. They are the proud, dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Maybe we need to get you a date there, Jigsaw. Shannon.
Maybe I'll sign up for that. You know what?
They'd probably give it to you free.
I'm going
to
support our partner and sign up for Jigsaw right after this show. And
we can talk about it on the show.
I'll give you a scouting report on Thursday. Let you know how that goes. So, got a couple minutes left in the show. What do you guys want to talk about?
Oh, man. Keep talking.
O.J. Simpson passed away.
Oh, he did?
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Just now?
I just saw. That's what I was getting ready to say. I was like, let me look up some more.
Oh, that's breaking news.
Isn't it sad? All we think about is the white van or white Bronco. Bronco. Yeah. And not the career and all that. Yep. Of course, I still remember where I was when the white Bronco.
You know, that was probably the craziest. I think that was the first time in my consciousness, sports consciousness, and want to get y'all's thoughts, that you actually realize that your idols and people that you looked up to, especially in sports, could be. It's not proven, but could be bad people. Yeah. Like it was the first time that you realized, just because somebody's on a pedestal doesn't mean they can't make bad decisions or do bad. Now it's every weekend. I mean, look what happened in Dallas this weekend. I mean, you know, there's bad decisions because the information's so readily available. But for me, you know, growing up, what O.J. was in the 70s? He was in car commercials and all that. And it was big. Like, you know, those people didn't make bad decisions, right? And I'm not saying OJ did or didn't because, you know, I'm not going to get into all the details. But it was the first time that I remember, like, oh, wait. No, there's no way. It's OJ Simpson. There's no way this is real or true. Yeah. Like, what were your thoughts, Kurt?
Same. It was just shocking. You know, I remember everybody we were at a restaurant and everybody glued to the TV, you know, what's going on with OJ? This is amazing. Cause he was kind of as a player, he was a Heisman Trophy winner, you know, star. He was kind of all American guy. And see, even as a broadcaster, he was beloved, it seemed like. And then it's hard to believe.
Yeah. Hard to fathom. So what did your research show you, Jesse?
I just was like double checking like the sources and all that.
Yeah. It was sort of. Yeah. I was doing the same thing. The Simpson family released that.
Y'all were doing that. I just kind of threw it out.
I was getting ready to say something.
We're part of the problem.
Let me look at this first before we make it official.
Yeah. Like, oh, he's not. I was like, well
I got a push notification from a reliable news source, and it just kind of.
Cite your sources. What,
TMZ?
It kind of came out.
Cite your sources. Who told you?
Yahoo.
Who told you?
Yahoo sent me a push notification.
Who do you know at Yahoo?
And I went in TMZ.
No, it was an app. It wasn't a source. It was.
So who do you know to get you the apps?
My finger. Hey.
Yo.
Chris's doctor's finger does certain things. My finger does certain things.
Oh, Lord.
Two different things.
Just ask Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy. So wild.
You heard from Nate? Anybody heard from him?
I actually called him when I got back from my trip. I had to go to Oklahoma to get my son. He spent a few days with his grandmother up there. So I had I pulled a Nate. I was on a road trip. So I just went through my phone and just started calling people.
Who can I waste 45 minutes with?
Yeah.
Who's Jesse? No, he's not going to answer. Kurt doesn't have much conversation. No. Chris has probably been, listen, Nate
will get me through the whole trip.
Yeah, Nate will get me, through
that. I actually had to cut him off because he talked until I got to where I was supposed to be and I had to go to the bathroom so bad. I was running through the gas station to go to the bathroom. And I was like, Nate, I'm sorry. I'll call you back. I got to blah, blah, blah. He's doing good.
The greatest thing about Nate's conversation, it goes one of two ways. Because it just might remind me when you say you don't get a chance to really cut Nate off. When he goes, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, hey. But then there are times when you're trying to get something off and Nate will be like, all right, man, I got to go say later and just hang up on you. Yeah. He'll just hang up on you.
Or you hear him start talking to somebody else.
Yeah.
I got to go call you back, bro.
Yeah, and just hang up on you.
You don't goodbye.
Yeah, no, you don't get a chance to tell him when to go, but he'll tell you quickly, I got to go, call you back.
Or he always ends with, when he's about to get off with me, that sounded really weird, when he's about to hang the phone up with me, he will always say, how you mom and them doing, Miss Patty? How you son doing? Okay, all right, I got to go, I'll see you later. And it's always the same, ending. But he's doing good. He said the first two, and I saw Tony Casillas at this show too, and was talking to him about Nate. And,
why do I have beef with all the old guys anyway?
Yeah. Some beef. I want to hear this one, but anyway, he had one of his.
Because we're not having him on.
Yeah,
sure. Let's have him on.
He had one of his knees done. And he was telling me, we were talking about Nate, and he was like, "Yeah, they put a nerve block in, and when it falls out after the second day or whatever." He's like, it's bad. And remember when Nate called us, he's like, I had a bad night last night. That's his nerve block fell. But he said he's doing good. He said he's feeling good. He's moving around. He's doing his rehab. Said it'll probably be two or three more weeks before he's up and really moving around. But he's in great spirits. Said he's doing good. Said he's just trying to manage the pain and not get all jacked up on,
Nate, whatever pills you have left over, let's share.
Bring them to the studio.
Let's have a farm party. You know they have farm parties?
Farm party.
What's a farm party?
A pharmaceutical party. There was five or six years ago, it was a real bad situation happened in Little Elm where these kids were just going in their parents' medicine cabinet and they would just bring all these pills, no matter what the pills were.
Didn't know what they were.
And they'd just put them in a bowl.
And just
take them.
What the hell is going on?
Kids are wild.
Mm. Wow. That's
Call it farm party.
I'd never heard of that. Yeah.
That's why my kids don't leave the house.
I was going to say, that's what I have to look forward to. Yeah. Awesome. Well,
Jesse,
good seeing you, man. Kurt, good seeing you. Nate, get well soon. Chris, thanks for keeping us up and going on the air. What's my man's name?
Josh.
He's on vacation.
Yeah. Is he? It's our man Will, I think, is doing it.
Brother Will is running the...
Is it the ones and twos?
Yeah, he's making sure to get online.
He needs to come see us. We haven't seen Will in a while.
I saw Will last week.
Did you?
On the way out.
Oh, very nice. Jazz, thanks. Is Jazz back there?
Jazz is back here.
Okay, thanks for keeping Chris company. We are making way. Who's up next, Chris?
Girls talk, boys talk.
There we go. They're waiting in the hall, so we're going to get out of here. We will see y'all Thursday next week. Same time, same place.
Sobe, happy 60th. We out!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!